Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You don't have to be.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Hope everybody's doing well out there. It's a crazy time to know for a lot of parents. This is going to be business picking up this week because we're coming off technically what was spring break week. And I know a lot of kids have been out of school for 2 weeks. And, you know, shout out to all the parents who are having to deal with that. But this is kind of the week all the kids are getting back into the nitty gritty of things. Now, I think today's technically like a teacher work day. But tomorrow, like, a lot of kids are getting back to business and learning and whatnot, so good luck to everybody, because not only are you going to have to probably work from home, but a lot of parents are going to have to deal with teaching their kids from home. A lot of teachers are going to be teaching from home as well, all that type of stuff. So we got all that coming for you. Now, I watched this this feature on Bobby McCain during the break, and he was a catcher and an outfielder, Leroy, growing up.
All right.
So he was he did play catcher, so he probably had a catcher he had to look up to. So I guess that maybe is how it led to Brian McCann. Now, in this interview with Jim Barry, he says that is at that point he said that his favorite players were Roberto Clemente, and his favorite current day player was Andrew McCutchen. Which, I mean, okay. So that's a couple Pirates connections. Those are two Pirates right. Guys. So there's nothing mentioned of the Braves. But I still think we need this is a 2-year-old piece, so I think we need to maybe get in touch with Bobby McCain this week in some way, shape, or form, and see if we can ask about this baseball list, because I am very shook by it. And honestly, I'm going to see if I can convince him to change his top five. I'm not satisfied with what you put forth there, Bobby. I need you to switch it, because the text writes in, isn't Brian McCann the guy who got hurt? All upset because Jose Fernandez hit a home run and then pimped it out. Yes, he was. He was upset about that. He yelled at Jose Fernandez for dominating the Atlanta Braves. And then not only that, because of catcher code, I was very disappointed in this. Mike Redmond, who was the manager at the time, reprimanded Jose Fernandez. And that pissed me off because I liked Mike Redmond as a manager for the Marlins. I thought he was woefully ousted by Jeffrey Loria, you know, replaced by that boob, Dan Jennings, who were compared wins to donuts. But, you know, let's not forget, Leroy. I was born at night, but not last night. I'm not young enough to forget that Mike Redmond, it is famously known that Mike Redmond during the championship season would rally his teammates and get them loose by taking batting practice in the nude.
Wasn't he the catcher when Buster Posey got hurt?
Mike Redmond?
Yeah.
That I don't know if he was the catcher. That was Scott Cousins, the one who ran him over.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember who the catcher was that year. I want to say it was probably Miguel Olivo. That feels like a Miguel Olivo type year. But Mike Redmond, you can't tell me that you agree with a keeper of the game if you're out here swinging batting practice naked. Okay, I'm sorry. You got to either be two. There's only one type of person. All right, there's two types of people. There's keeper of the game and there's naked batting practice guy. All right, Mike Redmond. So you can't be both. You can't be manager who is going to reprimand Jose Fernandez for pimping a shot, but also be the guy who on your baseball resume has, I did batting practice naked. You can't be that. I'm sorry, Leroy. These are the laws of sports.
I just think that in a lot of those situations, he made that situation about him because Jose Fernandez had never been the guy to overdo something. He was all about excitement, enjoying the game, and whatever. And in that moment, because you know Jose better than anybody as a coach, you could say, you know what? He's a pitcher. He hit a home run. He's excited. He's not doing anything to disrespect the game. And I think that's kind of why everybody was so upset, because Jose Fernandez had never been that guy to try to show up somebody.
Well, also the backstory to that was he spit on third base in front of Chris Johnson, who then would become a Marlin later on in life. He spit on third base because Chris Johnson was talking that mad bleep during the game. So it's not like it wasn't in response to something. You know, the third baseman started, so Jose Fernandez hocked a big loogie on third base and says, eat that. Not only did I strike you all asses out, but then I just took you yard. It didn't deserve reprimanding, and Brian McCann shan't be forgiven for it. Sorry. I don't like it.
So are you going to give are you giving McCann an ultimatum? Is he him or us?
I think so. Now, I don't know what that means because he's got a four-year contract, so it's not like the Dolphins are going to cut him for liking Brian McCann. But I would like him to – all I want to say – here, let's just do that. I say put him – take him off the list. You put – you know, you like Andrew McCutchen, put him on the list. Take Brian McCann off. Doesn't make sense.
I can't believe there's no Bobby Bonds.
No Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. I mean, he is, like, steroids or no steroids, he has to be the greatest baseball player in our lifetime, right?
100%. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
20 years from now, talking to your grandkids, you're not going to tell them, I saw the greatest baseball player ever, but he did steroids.
Right. Yeah. I'm very upset by this. Somebody get me Bobby McCann on the phone. I need to find out why he likes this Joker Brian McCann. The rest of his list is cool. I like the rest of his list. Roberto Clemente, respect to history. You like Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey, one of the coolest baseball players of all time. Everybody loved Ken Griffey Jr.
The prettiest swing ever.
Prettiest swing of all time. Derek Jeter. All right, you know, I mean, who's gonna hate a baseball list with Derek bleeping Jeter on it? The champion's champion. Everybody loves Derek Jeter. You know, I mean, but it just sticks out like a sore thumb. Somebody texted, wasn't this fool in the cheating ass Astros as well? He was.
Yes.
And mind you, haven't heard a thing about it because he retired. He retired like a coward. He scurried off into the night. He goes, cheating scandal. Looks like it's time to pack up this career, boys. I'm out. Anyway, let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right. Some good news as far as everything that's been going on, because it's been rough times lately for everybody. We know about Udonis Haslam. He's great. He's the best. He wrote that Players Tribune piece, and that Players Tribune piece inspired the Miami City Commissioners to donate $1 million to Feeding South Florida, along with Manny Diaz, Miami Hurricanes head coach. So UD was inspiring a lot of people with that piece. Manny Diaz tweeted out this weekend, thank you for keeping it real, UD. You are pure Miami and represent the best of us. Your story inspired my family to make a donation to Feeding South Florida. I encourage those in the community that can help out to do so also. None of us are okay unless all of us are okay. You emoji, you emoji, you emoji. So there's that. By the way, Udonis Haslam making some news this week, Leroy, as far as his future is concerned. He was asked by the media on Friday if he thought about that it might have been his final NBA game. And he said that he had thought about it. Says, for me, I'm still maintaining hope that we can salvage some of the basketball season. So I haven't gotten to that point yet. And in the midst of all this, there's a lot going on. So I'm focused on a lot of different things right now, keeping me occupied as far as not really thinking about whether or not that was going to be my last basketball game. But it has crossed his mind, he said, in the whole scheme of things, Leroy.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
He already played his last basketball game.
No. We don't know that.
No.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen. What? Don't make me polish off the button. All right. I'm gonna.
You don't have to polish off the button. You're tiptoeing towards the water.
And you're really getting to minus one territory. So do me a favor. Why don't you just take a seat?
I'm just saying. Y'all sitting here asking UD questions about if he played his last game, like he putting in 15 minutes a game.
Okay, all right, minus one, Chief. Thank you.
Minus one.
I'm just saying.
Straight to hell.
Is that not – that's real talk.
It's not real talk, okay?
It is.
We don't know. We don't know whether or not he's done playing basketball. He says he's thought about it. It's crossed his mind, but it's not. He's not at that bridge yet. So let's not put words in his mouth, sir.
Right now, he is their emotional leader. He's their spiritual leader. But as far as playing, he's getting those Rudy minutes.
I hate you. Minus one.
He is. Is he
minus
not?
Minus one.
Is he not? When UD go in the game, they cheer like they cheer for Rudy.
Okay. No, they don't. We're not cheering like he's the special teams kid. We're cheering him for being the holder of culture. Rudy wasn't the holder of culture.
Yes. No. I don't question that. I don't question if he is what the Heat would like every basketball player to be. I'm not questioning that. What I'm questioning, though, right? I'm questioning when we have this conversation, if he's played his last game. Yes. Because every time he's gone in a game in the last 3 years, we cheer him like Rudy.
Minus one.
We do.
I'm moving on. I'm tired of this. You know, we don't cheer him like Rudy.
Yes, you do.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, you do. When UD went there and shot those 27 three-pointers, right? Hit the rim twice. We were cheering. Shoot, UD. Like it was going to be a 30 for 30.
I'm moving on because I you know what? Since you like jokey jokes so much, I'm gonna aim it at somebody who all.
That's not a jokey joke.
No, that's facts. No, it's not a facty facts.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's a minus one, minus one.
UD shot 15 threes and hit the rim twice.
Minus one.
Let's get to somebody that you like to make fun of that I can at least be along with, all right? I'm not going to be on board with this slander that you're throwing towards Udonis Haslem. Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, what is he doing? Now,
garbage.
I don't know if you saw this, Leroy. So Dwayne Wade this weekend, I watched.
There's no chance Carmelo's in New York, right?
I don't know.
No chance. Good question. Why would you go to New York?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if he is or not, though. I can't say. Okay. I guess everybody's allowed to go wherever they want now, but I guess initially he probably would have had to stay in Portland. So I don't know. I know now he could be wherever he wants. By the way, do you think if Hassan Whiteside is allowed to go where he wants, do you think he just knocks on the door of Myers Leonard's house and goes, "Hey, Hammer, I'm going to have to move back in. I'm here to see my OGs."
He's like, listen. Those fish were dead.
Do you think Hassan Whiteside knows how renting works? Do you think like he just thinks he gets the house back when he wants?
Right. Somebody just texted me. You're not right. You can't Rudy Udonis Haslem.
Yeah, you really can't. Like you couldn't pick anybody else. Anyway, okay, so. What do you want to? Well, there's a lot of topics that was covered. So Dwayne Wade did an Instagram Live with Carmelo Anthony. I tried tuning into this, but damn, Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony were like two old men. They couldn't figure out how to use Instagram Live. It took too long. It took Carmelo's son to get them on the same page. So, but I got to catch the highlights on Twitter, Leroy. right. And there's a bunch of stuff here. All right. One, Carmelo Anthony has angered Darko Milicic. Two, he claims that he would have won two or three titles if the Pistons drafted him in the first place. And three, LeBron James saved him from drowning in the Bahamas. Which direction?
Who saved him from drowning?
LeBron James. according to the story, when the banana boat crew was going on, they were going swimming towards a cave grotto, and Mello, he jumped into the water, but the current took him away, and he was like, "Help! Help!"
And so
LeBron James did a little swan dive off the boat and swam and saved Carmelo Anthony, swimming with one arm.
Hey, question. I guess that's why they never talk about joining up with Carmelo, right? They're like, I remember you. We went on the banana boat, dude. We can't have you on our team. He was probably too stiff, couldn't swim.
I don't know. I mean, he probably could swim to some level, but I guess he wasn't that strong a swimmer. But apparently LeBron James is like Michael Phelps because he went in and mind you, Carmelo Anthony's not a small man. He is not.
No, and he's stiff.
Yeah. So this isn't an easy task. LeBron James having to go save his friend from drowning.
Why didn't them? I mean, so they were all trying to be cool with no life vest, right?
I don't know. I don't know if those details were part of the story.
Could you wait? So is Carmelo, LeBron, D Wade, and Chris Paul, right? You think the three of them looked at each other and said, "Well, somebody got to go get him." I'm just seeing LeBron, D Wade, and Chris Paul doing rock paper scissors. Who gonna go get him?
They need to make a Chris Paul State Farm commercial of him saving Carmelo from drowning.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
could you imagine? Hey, get him! Like,
run!
I can see it now. Carmelo trying to be the cool one. He gonna get to the cave first, right?
He's trying to go to the cave grotto with Lala.
Yep.
But here's the other funny thing was him angering Darko Milicic. So everybody knows it's one of the greatest drafts of all time. Everybody knows the 03 draft. I mean, come on, it's LeBron, D Wade, Chris Bosh, Carmelo. Carmelo coming off the Syracuse national championship. LeBron, one of the highly touted prospects of all time. And then sticking out like a sore thumb in the midst of it was the Detroit Pistons selecting Darko Milicic. And mind you, the Pistons were a badass team at this point. This was the reincarnation of the modern day bad boys. You had Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace and all that stuff. And so I don't even know if Carmelo's wrong to say he would have had two or three titles if he was on that team. I mean, that would have been an amazing, amazing addition to have a rookie like him on that team. However, they took Darko, and it's got to be one of the big draft bust standouts out of any of them, especially when you're talking about the greatest draft of all time or one of the greatest.
Well, that's the same thing with the quarterbacks, right? Remember the when it was the 83 draft?
Oh, the Marino and Elway draft?
Yes. Right. When they talk about that draft, they look at what were these teams thinking?
Yeah, that's true. But Darko, so Dwayne brings up to him, he goes, "Yeah, man, imagine if Detroit wouldn't have taken Darko." And so Carmelo in a moment of not trying to be a jerk, I guess, or maybe he was trying to be a jerk. He's like, "Who?" And they just and Dwayne Wade just lost it. He starts laughing. He goes, "Darko Milicic, man, the guy taken before you." And it's almost like Carmelo Anthony's flummoxed by this. So Darko, he was not pleased by this. Serbian media got a hold of Darko Milicic.
What?
Yup.
We in a time of coronavirus?
Yup.
And people podcasting and having fun? Yep. And somebody went across the world to comment? Wait, to have the guy who was a bust, I might add.
Yes.
Get made fun of? And now he's...
He's in his feelings.
In his feelings?
He says...
Yo, you are a bust!
He says, we're not kids. We're grown men. I hope you're mature enough to understand that life is full of rises and falls. Advice to them, mind you, this is Serbian translation, because I think of them as more or less good guys, is not to judge or mock when you should say, thank you, God, that it didn't go the path that I went through. To them, I wish them all the best. I salute their careers and all the best further in life and success with less judgments. Darko's hurt. They heard him.
Hey, it's pretty amazing that you get hurt because somebody brought it to your attention. You have to just ignore it, right?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, unless you just didn't find it. Unless he's just, because how many people have brought up to Darko? You know, whew, look at that draft, Darko. Whew. It's crazy. I mean, Darko, you know, in a lot of ways, probably set a lot of Euro prospects back a little bit. You know, the way Dirk was rising a lot of them up, they're like, I don't know, man. When we fell in love with the hotshot European prospect, Darko, and look at how that turned out. So I'm sure he's gotten a lot of mockery from it. And so to hear these guys bring it up and they're laughing at his expense, maybe it hurt his feelings. But the funny thing is that you see the Serbian papers are already like, oh, see what Carmel said? Boop, boop. Hey, hey, Darko, this is the Serbian Times. Hello.
I'm sure that's how they said it. Hey, Serbian Times.
We'll be back with more after this.
Tell the Heat players, here come the fun. Tell Coach Spoelstra to give him a little bit of run. Let him start to dribble, he's got the hot hand. Talk smack to rivals with a whole lot of swag. 'Cause I saw Tyler, I saw Tyler, the bucket scored again. They call him baby go.
This is gonna be the end of us.
Just enjoy it, man.
Tobin, you really like this?
I love it. Let it roll, boys. I worked on it.
Damn. This is one of the better ones.
Every May 3, 'cause I saw Tyler, now I understand. I saw Tyler, buckets going again.
I'm starting to come around, though. I actually am. I like that Waylon right there.
Welcome.
Question, what is your family doing when you're doing this?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
They're loving it?
There's... Loving it. There's no way your wife's not laughing at you.
Oh, well, that's a given.
Okay.
Did I get in your feels? Did I get my Joe Exotic?
I'm shook by that show, but not as shook as I am by this Ozark.
Ozark's pretty crazy. Ozark's pretty nuts, man. I'm telling you, you're in for some good. You're in for some good television with all that stuff.
Well, no, I was watching Westworld like crack, right? And I forgot that they're in the middle of a season. So it just ended. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, so you're caught up on Westworld.
Right.
I got you.
I'm not caught up on Ozark because there is nothing on TV, dude. Like, I'm tired of watching Justice League and Batman vs. Superman. Okay? I don't even like Batman no more because what he did to Superman. And I'm not a DC comic guy anyway. But, you know, anytime you put Wonder Woman in there, I got to watch. I'm obligated.
Texter writes in, CB3 is like, nah, play. I'm 6'1". Melo's 7 foot. I ain't getting him. Another guy was like saying he was snorkeling. Yeah, he was snorkeling. I guess he was getting like a last look at the barracudas and the current took him away. He says flippers weren't helping him. You can't rely on the flippers, Leroy.
Well, first of all, have you seen Melo run?
It's a yog. It's like a...
So imagine him trying to kick to stay out of a current.
By the way, I gotta wish an unhappy birthday to top bastard Adam Gase.
Oh, his birthday? What is he? 40?
Yeah, let's see how he's 42. He's 42, and still sucks at his job. Would you like to hear the Jets wished him a happy birthday on Twitter, Leroy? Would you like to hear some of the replies?
Sure.
The Jets tweeted out yesterday, HBD, coach. And the first response is, F that guy. The second reply is, his gift should be getting fired. Says, hope that his birthday wish is for more wins. And then somebody goes, hashtag fire Gase. Next one, fire Adam Gase. Next one, no thanks. Text writes in, I support Adam Gase until Gase is no longer coach. Oh, that's nice of him. Nice of one guy.
Oh, you know what? I remember this. Remember they did a 30 for 30 on Darko? The farm.
Did they? I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
when he went back home. I remember it.
Another tweeter says, it would be a shame if Adam Gase got, you know, fired on his birthday. Dolphin fan says, I hope that he gets extended 20 more years. Happy birthday, Adam Gase. That guy doesn't legit feel that way.
I got to tell you, everybody's saying this division's up for grabs.
Yeah.
I mean, it is because Tom Brady's not in it. But I have questions about Buffalo, who has talent, but you wonder how long is their quarterback going to be their running back. New England's going to be in the hunt. If the coach doesn't ruin it, New York, the Jets do have talent, right? And we're really unsure of what the Dolphins are going to be. So while we say it's up in the air, this is kind of setting up for the same way it's always set up.
I don't know, man. I think we're in the spot right now where it's it's going to be tough to know what the Patriots really want to do from here because, like, you don't know. Like, if they're going to go with some unknown rookie, like, you can't just say because of the organization, this Jared Stidham, that all of a sudden because it's on the Patriots, they're going to do fine. Like, I know that he's done fine. I know Belichick has done fine without Tom Brady, but he hasn't done elite winning without Tom Brady. They didn't win.
We only have 1 year.
Yeah. So
you
like
only have 1 year and you win 11-5 and 11-5 normally wins your division.
It didn't though. He didn't win the division that year.
Okay. That year.
Okay.
But
and so
if you win 11-5 for the last 10 years, how many years would you have won a division?
I don't know.
Right. I'm just saying like he didn't suck. Oh my goodness. Somebody said, I picture Melo with kids water wings on now every time they go swimming.
Melo,
put your wings on.
I love in these Adam Gase replies. Our coach sucks. Delete this. No thanks. Hashtag fire Adam Gase. No, I won't wish him a happy birthday. Deserves to be fired. Terrible head coach. Never should have been hired. Somebody sends a meme. Nobody gives a damn about your birthday. Happy birthday, Adam. Hope this is your last year coaching the team. Make the playoffs or get the F out of here.
Oh, he gave him an ultimatum.
Yeah, he's giving him terms. Another fun.
I don't know,
fire,
man.
Have guts. Fire him on his birthday.
In sports, there's been a lot of guys that have rubbed people the wrong way, but they win, so you deal with it, right? Like, for example, the people of Miami deal with Saban, right?
Yes.
But they don't necessarily like him. And you feel almost the same way you do about him as you do Adam Gase.
No.
But he's winning. Don't. You don't?
No, I don't, because I don't feel like the biggest crime that Nick Saban had when he was here, I don't feel like he was oversold as a guru. The biggest crime that he had was he was a liar. He was a liar and he quit. But I don't think
who doesn't?
Nah.
Hold on. What coach has gotten in front of the media at that point in the season and say, you know, I'm considering that Alabama job? Who does that?
You don't
like,
go
let's
out.
Let's keep it real.
You know,
nobody
you know,
does that.
Hold on. You know if you're going to leave. There's enough coaches where he could go and say, I'm moving. You know, Belichick would never fall for that. You go, we're on to Cincinnati. Dave Hyde could ask him 100 times whether or not he was going to take the Alabama job, and Bill Belichick would just say, we're on to Cincinnati. But Nick Saban had to double down just because he didn't want to get outdone by a reporter. And he goes, fine, you guys want me to say it? I guess I'll say it. I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. I mean, I don't know how many times I got to say it. You don't get got like that.
All right.
I'm telling you, you don't. And so his great crime was he was a liar. Adam Gase's big crime was he was a fraud. Two different things.
You didn't think Nick Saban was a fraud when he left here?
I thought that he just lacked character. I didn't think that he was a fraud.
Okay, well, most people thought he was a bad coach.
No. I mean, the problem is he didn't have the guts to stick it out. Like, it would have been nice. There was a point where the Dolphins were at one point after they won all those games at the end of a season that they thought that he was going to lead them to a Super Bowl. They were picked by Sports Illustrated to win the Super Bowl. So it wasn't always bad times for Nick Saban. But as soon as he got up in his feelings and he couldn't reach expectations and he had a little bit of trouble, then he bolted for college. So that shows a lack of guts. But his biggest crime was just lying to everybody. Adam Gase, they came in here and he was God's gift to football. And, you know, they thought that he was a genius because he got to get Peyton Manning's coffee every Tuesday. And so all of a sudden, you think that this guy's a genius because he got to sit next to a genius. That doesn't make you a genius.
You know, we did that before, right? Didn't we do that with Joe Philbin?
Difference, though. I can pull. Okay, again, here's the difference. Joe Philbin, freely when he got here, said, hey, man, I didn't do any of that stuff. I just sat next to Aaron Rodgers. He was as honest as they come.
I bet you didn't do that with the job interview. That's after he got the job.
I think that they just assumed. They're just like, hey, Joe, it must have been great winning the Super Bowl. And he goes, yeah, it was great winning the Super Bowl. You know, had a good time. You know, we let him. You know, we stayed the course, all that type of stuff. You throw a couple coaching terms out there and you're good to go. Adam Gase thought that he made Peyton Manning. That's the difference.
Wait a minute. You think he thought that?
Yes.
There's no way.
I'm telling you, man.
All right.
That's the way it went. I'm telling you. We're back after this.
I got you.
Hey, how you doing, love mama? Let me whisper in your ear. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. We take you up until 10 o'clock today. Leroy, did you see? Here's a couple of guys that just. I mean, if you're gonna tell me that there's an Instagram live with these two, I'm tuning in. Floyd Mayweather and Antonio Brown. I mean, that is yep. And among the things that they talked about, Leroy, these are a couple of the topics that Floyd and Antonio Brown discussed this weekend. Floyd Mayweather telling Antonio Brown, quote, show me the law that shows you got to pay taxes, because there's no law that says you got to pay taxes.
Huh?
Oh, man.
Huh?
And the other thing is, he goes to Antonio Brown. He's pleading with the NFL that arrest records shouldn't count if you can catch all the touchdowns that Antonio Brown catches. So Floyd Mayweather's out here campaigning. He is campaigning for Antonio Brown to get back. And I got to say, you bring him to the appeal, I think he's in the Buccaneers in 2 weeks. Bring him to Bruce Arians, and I think that gets him with Tom Brady again.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. These guys, yep, they got it all going together. Show me the law that you got to pay taxes. Floyd Mayweather, I mean, that I would figure like Floyd Mayweather is an expert in tax law. Like that, that would, I feel like that would be a, in his wheelhouse with the way that he's gone with the whole taxes thing. Like it feels like we've gone around that circle 100 times.
Well, listen, if you don't pay him, they'll come get it. So you going to pay.
You're going to pay. Hey, you going to pay. Now, are you familiar, Leroy, with the pitcher Aroldis Chapman?
Yep. He throws fire.
Yeah. Now, have you seen Aroldis Chapman lately?
We got a little Philly cheese situation?
No, the opposite. Now, I'm going to send this to you right now so you guys can get a look at this guy. Now, mind you, everybody, Aroldis Chapman is a pitcher. He's a closer. Get a load of old Chapman in this picture at the Domino's table in that tank top, because he is looking extra, extra flow. Like he has not missed an arm day in a long time.
What?
Yup.
Well, and he's done with baseball?
Nope. Oh, no. Apparently, he's just spent all of his quarantine doing doing curls.
Why does the kid across from him look like Usher?
I don't know, man.
Wow.
I don't know, man. Yeah, he signed a $48 million contract. 3 years, $48
million. He's on that Tobin weight program.
Why is everybody on the Yankees so effing swole? What the hell? Like what kind of syringes do they have going on in the Bronx? Like he looks like he got slathered in Stanton sweat. What the hell is going on there with Aroldis? Is a pitcher even supposed to look like that?
No.
Is that prudent?
No. Hey, even what's his name? The pitcher. Why do I always forget? Is it Roger Clemens? Even he didn't look like that.
No way. Who's the most jacked pitcher? I'm trying to think. Like, because, I mean, I remember the back of the day, like you had, even on the Marlins staff, you had Beckett, kind of portly. Brad Penny, way portly. I mean, Dontrell, he was kind of wiry. He wasn't jacked. He's way too jacked, Leroy, to be a pitcher. Way too jacked.
Yes.
That looks like trouble. If I was Brian Cashman, I would be running to him immediately. What are you doing? Go get him some rubber bands immediately. We need to put him on Pilates. I'm looking right now at his and then the Instagram next to it is him just throwing up. He looks, Leroy, he's throwing up 300 pounds. He's throwing up on his bench press. I'm on his Instagram page right now. He's throwing up, what is it, 225, 260, 260 with chains on.
Jeez.
Like, and multiple reps. Like, he's out here just getting completely pumped up. What the hell, man? I tell you, is he going to throw 200 miles per hour?
I just got the picture. That's not natural.
Dude,
or his arm's going to rip off.
I'll tweet this out so people can see the Aroldis Chapman picture, because it is so ridiculous that your closer looks like that. I'm trying to, like, back in the – imagine saying that he and Heath Bell had the same job. Like, it's
– I mean, you don't even have to leave. What about – who's the pitcher that just retired?
What do you mean?
For the Yankees that just retired.
I'm trying.
Maybe
to
he was big boy. Then he tried to get little and he couldn't pitch. CC Sabathia.
Oh yeah, yeah. CC Sabathia, who said that he got worse the skinnier he got. Like he said he was better as a fat guy, which I respected. I'm glad that he did those kind of experimentations. It's not easy out here for a fat boy. Let me tell you, they had David Wells threw a perfect game. You remember David Wells?
Yep.
Bartolo Colon still doing the damn thing.
Oh my goodness.
On steroids and looking that fat. I mean, you can't tell me that Aroldis Chapman and Bartolo Colon are on the same stuff right now. This isn't. Holy crap! I mean, he looks like he could, like, imagine him against Juan Pierre. Juan Pierre's like, what is this? What are we doing with the pitchers now? Making him look like that, and people get mad at Barry Bonds. They're like, oh, Barry Bonds was on steroids. Come on, man. What am I supposed to do with that, Leroy?
I know it's crazy.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Could you imagine how swole can you be going to the pitcher's mound?
I mean. Because
most
like,
of them are built long and lanky.
They're like, "What are you gonna do today, Chapman? You gonna do some long toss?" He goes, "Nah, I think I'm just gonna do. Some back rows, you know, some deadlifts.
Some 225. Let me get that 225.
I gotta get suns out, guns out. Okay, Aaron Boone. I need to get myself all prepped for the season.
That's not guns. That's an arsenal he has."
Dude, that is so crazy. So you're thinking about a clubhouse where you got Stanton, him, and Judge. None of them available to play, by the way. They'll all be hurt. They'll all be hurt. They should all just be Mr. Olympia instead of baseball players. I'm very flummoxed by this. It's a wonder of sports. So check that on out. I'll tweet that out so people can see it. Speaking of which, did you see, Leroy? Ben Roethlisberger is upset because people are fat-shaming him.
I mean, Ben's never been a body beautiful.
Never been a body beautiful, but he thinks that people are going a little too far this offseason. And he says that he's not fat. He only looks that way because of his beard.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you know this, Ben, because we had a little experiment here this year. His name was Ryan Fitzpatrick, who has a glorious beard. Not like that homeless bird's nest that's growing outside of Ben Roethlisberger's face. But Ryan Fitzpatrick at least admitted, yeah, I'm fat. And we're like, okay, respect to Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's a weird excuse. You're blaming your kids' birthday parties and birthday cake. But at least he admits he's fat and he'll get into shape. Ben Roethlisberger's just straight up telling you, I'm not fat. The beard's making me look fat.
The beard adds 50 pounds.
You think you've heard it all, Leroy. What's the fattest you've seen somebody get in the offseason?
Well, you know, I have two staples who I'm going to always refer to. Aronde and Culpepper. So, let me see. Who can I think of? It's hard because with Lyman, right? Like, it's hard to tell. Because, I mean, I played with a guy, Zeus, Orlando Brown. He was just a big dude. So you couldn't tell if he gained 20 or 30 pounds because he was just so massive. Same thing when I was in college. Greg Skrepnik, Jumbo Elliott, they were just big guys. I can't think of, like... And I can't think of a lot of guys that really gained a ton of weight to where when they came in, you're like, "Ooh, he's out of shape." Can't think of a lot of guys. I mean, the one example we have down here is probably Deion, right? But that's because their frame, basketball's frame, is easier to tell.
Yeah, and Deion's got fat face. Like as a card carrying member of the fat face for society. Like I understand. Like is. Look, as much as I try, and I'm fat all over, but I know that the face my face is like a blowfish. Like, it's the first thing to go. So, Deion's a card-carrying member of that club. I've seen Deion without his shirt on. He looks fine, but you know, right. The Heat, they're crazy with their standards.
Right, of course.
But Ben Roethlisberger,
he's a big boy.
you haven't played football in a year. Like, I'm not expecting to look like Mr. Olympia. That ain't beard fat. That's fat.
He's a big boy too to start off with. He, like, you stand next to Ben, he's a big dude. So, yeah, but it's weird to see besides Fitzpatrick, to see a quarterback get out of hand. You know what I mean? It's just crazy.
He is, he's looking rough. And also, he's very unkempt in these videos. Like, he's got the hair going on, so he's not doing himself any favors with the idea. But he's looking very...
Then you
like,
can't you know, complain if you're looking haggard and your hair's not trimmed and you don't have a hairdo. You're going out of your way to look rough. Then if people make the assumption that you're not taking care of yourself, then that's on you.
Yeah, you got to excuse me if I feel this this way, Big Ben. It's just, Jesus, you look like Kris Kringle. We'll get your headlines next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.